This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman.
If you've been thinking about visiting Europe but haven't wanted to pay top dollar, now is a pretty good time to take out your wallet. The dollar is creeping up on the euro, and some Texans are finding ways to ride. And some Texans are finding a way to ride the dollar's surge. UT Austin student Nina Malhotra is capitalizing on the weaker euro.
Yeah, I'm planning on traveling to Europe this summer. Germany, Switzerland, Italy, France, and Spain.
The price of everything from paella to train tickets has dropped.
It kind of seemed more feasible now than it had another time that we had tried to do it.
According to TripAdvisor, the average nightly rate for a European hotel this summer is $133. That's compared to $164 last year. And the average cost of a one-week Europe trip has dropped by 11%. 11% is a lot when you're working with tight margins.
What would have maybe cost me $2,000 when I budgeted it is now costing me $1,200 or $1,300.
Janelle Engelstad goes to Europe every summer. She's founding director of the Dallas nonprofit Make Art with Purpose. Since most of her funding comes from American sources, those dollars go further, and she can pass along savings to team members in Poland and the Balkans.
This is not something that happens a lot, so it's an incredible thing to be able to do as an artist.
Travel agencies and tour guides are also profiting from the dollar's surge. Paul Wiseman is president of Trafalgar Guided Vacations.
So we're having a very good year to Europe. You know, we're seeing double-digit growth in Italy and Great Britain, and I'm sure that's on the back of a very strong US dollar.
Okay, but is a 90-cent cheaper cafe au lait enough to tempt people to go to Paris instead of Mexico? Who better to ask than Paula Serrano, a travel agent in the city of Paris, Texas. So, do more people want to visit the real Paris?
No, it is not picked up. Our area, I sell more Mexico than anything.
After all, in Cancun, a dollar gets you not just one, but 15 pesos. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.